I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's raging war continues to create waves of displacement. For spoken worldwide, it means Bible translation work has stopped. President and CEO Ed Weaver says their teams are in refugee camps in Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, Chad, and Egypt. Now, Spoken Worldwide is trying to establish a ministry model in those camps. Resources, leadership, and time are all factors that determine how soon they can be up and running again. Spoken Worldwide's Sudanese team has more questions than answers. Weaver urges you to pray
for peace, for comfort, for the presence of God, and pray for hope to be reestablished in their hearts, their understanding of God, who He is, and that He does love us. He never forsakes us.
And Iran deploys spy drones to target women who are not wearing hijabs. Quadcopters equipped with cameras photograph women and girls and transmit their location, enabling hijab enforcers to confront them directly. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says,
these days, Iranian women, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, are being subject to harassment and violence under the Iranian rule.
Free women aren't the only ones beset by Iranian authorities. Christian prisoners like 60-year-old Mina are suffering oppression too. Mina broke her ankle in a severe car accident shortly before starting a prison sentence in January.
According to some sources that are close to her and her family, she's still in severe pain and unable to receive the care that she needs. The only care that she receives is occasional pain relief.
Ask God to strengthen believers across Iran. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.